5 Minute Monday. Hi, everyone. Now, last week we talked about, we finished off talking about the ego and how that can get in the way of you working out who you really are and becoming who you're meant to be. I just want you now to listen to a very famous philosopher, Jordan Peterson. So listen to this next clip and I'll have a quick chat after that.
Jung described the fool, the archetypal figure of the trickster and the fool, as the precursor to the savior, to the redeemer. And that's an unbelievable bit of wisdom, because what Jung meant was that to put yourself together, which is to follow the path of redemption, to follow the redeemer, if the redeemer is a type of personality that you could in fact be inhabited by or manifest, then the first steps towards that is to allow yourself to be a fool, right? It's because you don't know what you're doing. You have to admit that. And there's going to be a loss of ego or destruction of ego, arrogant ego that necessarily accompanies that. But you need the loss of that arrogant ego because it's precisely what's interfering with your movement forward. You know, it's part of the adversarial process, mythologically speaking, that stops moral progress. You're too proud of who you think you are to notice what you're like so that you could change properly. You don't want to sacrifice that part of yourself. It's probably associated with some delusion that helps you maintain, a positive, although very fragile, self-image, you know, in the absence of genuine effort. It's not to be recommended. So you know yourself by watching and paying attention. That's why the Egyptians worshipped Horus, the eye, as a god. They knew that attention was important. And the Mesopotamians did the same thing with their god Marduk. It's not thinking exactly. It's not imagination. It's watching like you're a snake. A snake, you know, is a symbol of wisdom in part because a snake is a symbol of many things, but wisdom is one of them. I suppose it's because encounters with snakes, that if they're not fatal, they make you wise. Because a snake watches like cold-bloodedly with no emotional reaction, just to see what's there. Doesn't allow, symbolically speaking, doesn't allow what is wanted or desired to interfere with what is observed. So you watch yourself like that, as if you don't know who you are. Well, that's the beginning. And then you challenge yourself continually.
Well, there we go, everyone. That's pretty in-depth stuff and high level. But Jordan Peterson's a very, very smart man and very in at the moment. So I implore you to look him up a little bit. But what he's saying, just to break it down a little bit, is you almost have to become a fool to follow what he calls the Redeemer. And that leads you to loss of your arrogant ego. So you've got to lose that ego to become something else. You need that loss. It's a sacrifice. And then he goes on to say, you know yourself by watching. You know yourself by watching and paying attention. So you've got to pay attention like a snake. I like his snake analogy where he says, a snake doesn't have, he has wisdom, but he doesn't have any emotion. You've got to be emotionless and you've got to not worry about your wants and desires, just observe. So you've got to know yourself by paying attention and observing yourself. So what I think we should do this week, if we can, watch not others this week, watch yourself. Watch yourself without emotion. Be sort of hard, be emotionless in some ways, and just see your ego. See what's there, the arrogant ego, as he calls it. So challenge yourself. As he says, you've got to continually challenge yourself. And this is part of that step-by-step way of challenging yourself. And I hope I can help you do that. That's what I'm trying to do. So that's my message this week, everyone. I think you'll find it very interesting to really watch yourself with no emotion and see what you are, see what your ego is. And that's another step to learning and moving forward. As Jordan Peterson says, you've got to move forward. So I hope that helps you this week, and I hope it gets you thinking and you enjoyed that clip, something different, and learning about someone new, Jordan Peterson. And have a great week, everyone, and please take care and have fun. Bye for now, everyone.